Chazar zegt in de Shabbat, Chazar Shagam, Rabbi Yehuda, Mesechta Yom Adav Samach Gimel. Rav Dimi said, Rabbi Yemi and Rabbi Yechanan said, one is not chayav for shechting a Pesach outside the Azara throughout the year, other than on Erev Pesach, whether it's offered for its sake or not for its sake. Rav Dimi asked, if it's shechted not for its sake, then it's fit to be offered in the Azara as a shlomim, and therefore you should be chayav for offering it outside the Azara. Rav Yemi answered, a carbon is considered to be brought for its sake until it is specifically brought not for its sake in the Azara. That same intention outside the Azara is ineffective. Therefore, the Pesach will have the status as being brought for its own sake, which makes it unfit for to be brought in the Azara, unless he has this intention inside the Azara. So outside the Azara, he cannot technically bring it, but not for its sake. And therefore, it's never fit to be brought in the Azara other than on Erev Pesach. Ravin said to Rabbi Yemi and Rabbi Yechanan, said a person is chay for shechting a Pesach outside the Azara throughout the year, other than on Erev Pesach, whether it's offered for its own sake or not. In fact, when shechted for its sake, the Pesach is not fit to be offered inside the Azara the rest of the year, and therefore you shouldn't be chay for shechting it with that intention outside the Azara. And for the Gemara, Ravin holds that during the rest of the year, a Pesach automatically has a status of shlamim without the need for a specific intent. Therefore, it's as if he shechted a shlamim outside the Azara, and therefore he's chayiv. So, Gemara, the Braisa quoted earlier said, if someone shechts the two Yom Kippur goats outside the Azara after the Gerel was done, he's only chayiv for shechting the Chatos goat. A Braisa teaches the source for this rule from a Pasuk. The Pasuk that forbids shechting a carbon outside the Azara says, V'al Pesach oyamoyed lo yevioi l'hakiv carbon l'ashem. The word carbon alone would suggest that even Bedek HaBayis animals are included in this Isser. They refer to as carbon as well, as we find. The Pasuk therefore says, V'el Pesach Oil Moyed, which teaches that this Isser only applies to animals that are fit to be brought to the entrance of the Oil Moyed. Still, this would suggest that the Azazel goat is included as well, because it's also brought to the entrance of the Oil Moyed for the Geirul and for the Smicha process. The Pasuk therefore says, Hashem, which teaches that only carbonus offered to Hashem are included. Rava said, although we find times that the word Lashem is used to include things, the Braisa uses the word to include the Isser of being Magdash, a goat less than 8 days old for the Azazel, and it's not used to, the word Lashem is often not used to exclude, it all depends on the context of the Pasuk. Here, since the words Pesach Oyel Moyed come to include, then the word Lashem comes to exclude. Fakhtamar, how could we think that the Azazel goat could be made Kodesh when less than eight days old. The goat has to be part of the Goyrel, and the Goyrel must be on goats that are each fit to be Lashem Lachatos, and Lashem Lachatos can't be for an animal that's less than 8 days old. Rabbi Yosef said the inclusion is needed according to Chanan HaMitzri, who says that there are times when the Azazel goat is taken without a Goyrel, meaning if the original Azazel goat died. The Pasuk teaches that even then, so he doesn't have to be fit to be Rosh Lachatos, because it's just going to be taken for the Azazel, still, the Azazel goat can't be an animal less than 8 days old. Fact, it may be that Chanan HaMitzri requires a Goyrel even in that case, and his point is that the Chatas blood does not become possible just because the Azazel goat died. Rav Yosef said the Pasuk is necessary according to Rav Shimon, who clearly says that when the Azazel goat dies, a new one is brought without the use of a Goyrel. Second answer, Dr. Gemara, Ravina said the Pasuk is needed for a case when the Azazel goat got a mum, in which case the Kedusha is redeemed onto another goat without a Goyrel. We have learned in a Braisa that if the Azazel goat got a mum after the Goyrel, it becomes possible and has to be replaced. So we need the Pasuk to teach in that case, it can't be less than 8 days old. Rava said the Pasuk is needed to teach that if the mother of this Azazel goat was shechted on Yom Kippur after the Goyrel was done, meaning, let's say, for a sick person who needed to eat, you shechted it, in which case the Azazel goat may not be shechted that day. It may not be used for the Azazel, although it would be fit to be shechted at the time of the Goyrel. It's not fit now, and therefore it can't be used for the Azazel. The Azazel goat is not shechted, so why should it be possible? It's not a problem of shechting the mother and the baby in the same day. Mara says, the pushing of the goat off the mountain has the status of a shechita.